We got Robert Mays from Grantland joining us. We're switching things up. We're going to go to Dan Lambert later after 4 o'clock. Robert, the first weekend of any playoffs, whether it's NHL, NFL, always seems to be exciting. But in the NFL, the second week is just as good because there's still just as many games going on. And it would seem anyway that with no Arizona playing, the four matchups automatically should be better than what we saw last week.
Divisional weekend is always my favorite weekend because, yeah, you have the same amount of games and you don't have the possibility of a team that was 7-8-1 in a horrendous division somehow sneaking in and ruining an entire football game.
Let's start with New England-Baltimore. To me, that's the most intriguing one because Joe Flacco is a totally different quarterback in the playoffs. He's unbelievable. They have had a lot of success in Foxborough, but this New England team is a lot better than the last 2 or 3 years New England. Who do you like and why?
It's hard to pick against New England in Foxborough, but at the same time, I feel like what the Ravens do poorly, the Patriots have a hard time taking advantage of. New England doesn't have those deep threats, those wide receivers on the outside that can really hurt you. They have more of a ball control passing game. They rely on exploiting the middle of the field. And I feel like the struggles the Patriots have had on their offensive line in the last few weeks, they're still trying to figure stuff up and shuffle stuff around. The Ravens have such good pass rushers and such good guys inside that it feels like they can kind of take advantage of what New England does poorly. So if I had to pick, I'm still not picking against the Patriots at home with an extra week. But I still feel like the Ravens are a worse matchup for them than some of the other teams that are still left in the playoffs.
Robert, when I look at these divisional matchups, the two that really grab me, Indy, Denver, but especially, Dallas, Green Bay as well. Which of those two is the most compelling for you?
I like Dallas, Green Bay. I just think it's a fun game. Those two offenses, mm-hmm. even though it's going to be about negative 50 here on Sunday, I feel like they can put up a lot of points. And those two quarterbacks, to me, right now, are playing the best of any two quarterbacks in the league. And when you have guys that are in that command of their offense, it can be special. And I think there's going to be some back and forth. And I think whoever plays best on Sunday is probably going to win. Indy Denver, to me, the Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning stuff matters. And I think that, it's hard to argue with how Andrew Luck played last week.
Yeah.
But right now, the rest of Indy's team and just what they're doing everywhere else, I just don't think he can stack up to the rest of Denver's roster. Luck is probably playing better than Peyton Manning right now, but he just doesn't have the help.
Yeah. But back to Dallas, Green Bay. We all know Flag Gate with the Cowboys and that kerfuffle. You know what? It happens rarely, but it does happen. I'm more interested in how Romo and the Cowboys play the rest of the way. I mean, this is maybe one of those breaks that there's a sign things are going to go right, but more important, how the quarterback plays. And if Romo's on, we all know about Romo and the big game. Maybe this is the year.
I wouldn't be picking against him at this point. Unfortunately, he's about to run into the MVP of the league, but it's impossible to argue with the quarterback he's been the entire season. He had that stretch in the second half against Washington when he was clearly hurt, and then he missed the game against Arizona. Aside from that, the guy's played most of the season with two broken bones in his back, and he's been statistically the second-best quarterback in football, and in some ways he's been better than Rodgers. The degree to which they're picking up third downs and he's completing passes on third down, that's not the running game. That's a quarterback playing the best football he's ever played at 32.
Robert Mays from Grantland joining us talking NFL. Robert, Aaron Rodgers is injured. He's going to play this week, but do the Green Bay Packers have a chance to go deep in these playoffs if Aaron Rodgers isn't 100%?
I would say yes. I feel like they're not the team. Obviously, they're not the team they would be if he was, because he's not a guy that's going to stand there in the pocket. He makes plays. He moves around. That's what makes him the best quarterback in the league. But I feel like even if he's able to throw the ball and be flat-footed and not be able to move, he's still that good. And I also think this is a team that, when forced to do it, can run the ball now. That wasn't the case 2-3 years ago. But with Eddie Lacy and with how well their offensive line's been playing this year, I still feel like they have enough offensively. If he's in the game, they have a chance to beat anybody.
Looking away from the playoffs at the draft in a couple months, Tampa Bay currently holds the first overall pick today. Jameis Winston announced he's going to declare for the draft. Robert, if you're running Tampa Bay, do you draft Marcus Mariota from Oregon, Jameis Winston from Florida State? Or do you go somewhere different? Do you move the pick? What do you do if you're Tampa Bay?
I feel like I would take Mariota. Just the idea of having a mobile quarterback, and it's, on top of that, he's done so many things well. I feel like his pocket struggles are a little bit overstated. And if you're the Bucs, how much longer can you go without one? I think that this is a roster on defense that's okay right now. And I think that offensively, they were hurt on the offensive line, everything else. They're not that far away from being a competitive football team, but they're far away if they don't have a quarterback. And I think that's Mariota. If I was picking, he'd be the guy I'd go with.
Speaking of coaches, what do you think of Marone in Buffalo? Because we're hearing all the stories. This Marone, this goes back to him being frustrated when they traded away everybody to move up to get Watkins, and that's why he elected to walk away. How good of a coaching job did he do in Buffalo, and how sought after should he be by the teams that don't have a head coach?
It's hard to say. I mean, if you look at Buffalo's success this year, they maybe have the best defense in football. I don't know how much Doug Marone has to do with that. You know, most of Doug's expertise comes on the other side. But at the same time, I feel like their offense was even more competent than it should have been. That offensive line is not good. There's not a ton of talent there. There's not a lot of highly drafted guys there. And they don't have that much at quarterback. I mean, E.J. Manuel was clearly a disaster to the point where they thought Kyle Orton was a better choice. And he's a guy that barely wanted to play football this year. So they were a better team than they should be. I'm just not sure that was because of Doug Marone.
Robert, Seattle, we've barely touched on them. At times last season, it sounded like they were invincible and not of this world, especially at home and with good reason. They're a heck of a football team. I sense it's a little bit different now. They're still a heck of a team, but I don't think there's that aura. How much of that swagger and that aura was part of their game last year?
I feel like for a stretch in the middle of the season, that was gone. I know we talked a lot about it with some of my colleagues. But I feel like we're kind of trending back in that direction. I don't think they're the same team because I don't think they're as deep defensively. I don't think they're as terrifying from 1 to 15 as they were last year. But the top 6 or 7 guys on that defense are still pretty good. And I think that swagger and that ability to intimidate people and that feeling that they're playing with 12 or 13 when you only get 11, that's coming back. And I don't know if they're the same defense because it'd be impossible to be that. It was historically good. But I still, right now, if I was picking a team to win the whole thing, they'd be my choice. And it's based on how they've looked for about the last month or so.
The Colts and the Broncos early in the season, the Colts, I think they were down 24-0. They ended up losing that game 31-24. A lot of people are concerned. I've been reading, you know, everybody's been tweeting out the numbers, you know, Peyton Manning, even in the red zone, how bad he's been in weeks 13 on compared to what he was in the first 12 weeks. He missed 2 weeks of practice time. Do you think Peyton Manning, this is he a hindrance at all to Denver in your mind?
I would never say he's a hindrance. I think even 60% of Peyton Manning is probably better than your alternative there. I just feel like their offense isn't what it's been. And if you look at just how run-heavy they've been and how reliant they've been on other people and other ways to move the ball than him, he's clearly either not healthy or not the guy he was last season for whatever reason. And I would never say he's a hindrance. But I'm not scared of that offense like I'm scared of a couple others right now. And I think the reassuring thing for Denver is that they don't need to be that offense to win right now. Their defense is so good and they have so much talent there that they can win games in a style they couldn't last year. And that's why even last year, Peyton Manning was this guy right now, people should be freaking out. It'd be over. They just wouldn't have a chance. I don't think that's the case right now. I think they can win when he's not at his best, and that just wasn't how it was last season.
Robert, given that, you said you like Seattle, maybe best of all the teams available. My last question, just run through them. Who do you like, Baltimore, New England, Carolina, Seattle, Dallas, Green Bay, and Indy, Denver? To me, that's the real toss-up.
I think it's Seattle, Seattle over Carolina. Yeah. I would pick Green Bay over Dallas. I think it's a good game. I think it's a fun game, but I think the Packers win at home. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to pick the Patriots at home. The Ravens have given them nightmares there, and I think in a lot of ways they have a chance to do it again, but I'd pick the Patriots. And I'm picking the Colts pretty comfortably. I feel that their roster, you know, 52 of the 53 guys are better than what the Colts have.
Robert, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend, your favorite one of the year, and then hopefully we get some matchups that people want moving into the conference finals. Appreciate your time.
I hope so, too. Thanks, guys.